540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on the award-winning 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dozens of workers will lose their jobs as a company prepares to permanently close a manufacturing facility in Oak Creek. Henkel told state officials that operations will shut down in phases starting June 30th, and the site will fully close by February 2027. All 57 employees at the facility are impacted. The company confirmed that there will be no bumping rights for those losing their positions. A South Milwaukee man is facing serious charges after police say he took part in a series of illegal street takeovers and had a machine gun. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Ricky Alcantara Hernandez helped organize events that drew about 20 police calls over one weekend in late April. He's charged with recklessly endangering safety and illegal weapon possession. Police say the gatherings moved quickly from place to place, creating dangerous conditions. The groundbreaking for Milwaukee County's first Costco store is set for this week in Franklin. The 164,000-square-foot store will be built on the northwest corner of 27th and Drexel. The store will have a 12-pump gas station. Franklin Mayor John Nelson said in a statement that everyone is aware of what this great retail development will bring to the community. The store is set to open in November. After the threat of a strike in Racine County, CNH and their union workers have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. The proposed five-year deal includes pay raises of more than 20% for many workers, plus updates to benefit and job protections. Roughly 300 members of the UAW Local 180 are affected. Free storm spotter training is coming up today in Hales Corners. It's giving people in the Milwaukee area a chance to learn how to help during severe weather. The National Weather Service says the class will cover storm safety, warning signs, and how spotters can support forecasters. It starts at 6:30 tonight at the Hales Corners Village Hall Boardroom. The session is open to the public. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The first group of Ridgeland Farms Beagles are out of Wisconsin. A plane carrying more than a dozen dogs was seen departing the Badger State en route to New Jersey. Dozens of others were taken by vehicle to New York, and all will be placed in no-kill shelters as they wait to be adopted. This after the Blue Mounds Research Facility and animal advocacy groups announced last week the purchase of the majority of Ridgeland Farms dogs. Officials told WKOW sick and worn-out dogs were prioritized for the plane ride. A record $25.8 billion. That's how much tourism added to Wisconsin's economy last year as Travel and Tourism Week gets underway. State leaders say it's the third year in a row of record-breaking growth. More than 114 million people visited Wisconsin in 2024, boosting local businesses and tax revenue. Officials say the industry remains a key part of the state's economy. Updated numbers for this year are expected in June. Wisconsin is setting a new record for the average price for a gallon of diesel fuel. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of diesel is $5.66. The previous record was set in June of 2022, when diesel hit an average price of $5.52. The current state average is just above $4. And most candidates for Wisconsin governor support using state money to help bring passenger rail between Milwaukee and Madison, but not everyone is on board. The plan would cost the state about $2.5 million a year, plus a share of more than $200 million to build it, with the federal government covering most of the construction. JS Online reports that Democrat Mandela Barnes and Joel Brennan say they're open but stop short of a full commitment. While Republican Tom Tiffany opposes the idea, travelers can get between the two cities now by using a bus service, which runs several routes a day. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers holding closed practices with their new coaching staff, the team signing NFL veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor to serve as Jordan Love's backup. New defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon asked if he'd heard the news.
Yeah, I just met him before I walked in the door. He's a good player, man. Played against him a long time, but accurate, and he's mobile. You know, so those are the two things that pop me. He's a playmaker. can deliver the ball accurately, and you, it's hard to get them down in the pocket.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cardinals at it again tonight for Game 2 of their three-game series in St. Louis. Milwaukee losing to the Cards last night 6-3. The Brewers got back Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn after each missing time injured.
A lot of encouraging things, but they're playing good. They're playing with confidence. We're not quite there yet, but I believe in these guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, we'll drop to the upper 30s to near 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.